Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
In our midst, a divine leader and teacher in the person of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble Elijah Muhammad. Greetings, everyone. We're going to forego all of the normal introductions, and we're just going to get right to it because my voice, I'm struggling to maintain my voice. I'm telling you, this weather and everything has had me. Sure, I'm telling you. Believe me, when you're hard at it and you're constantly on the go, sometimes your body will shut down on you to make you rest. But I don't want to have any excuses. I'm here. Today's show is titled Global Meltdown Reveals the Sum of All Fears. Now, you may hear my voice creaking because I'm struggling to talk to you all, and that's why I haven't really called anyone. I'm telling you, I'm struggling with this thing here. But anyway, brothers and sisters, let's get right into it. Today's show is really about separation, whether you understand this or not. With a global meltdown, remember the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says to us in The Theology of Time, the most prolific and profound lecture ever given by any man. Matter of fact, the white scientist said it is the most in-depth and profound lecture ever given by any man. This is what they were saying about that lecture, The Theology of Time. So, in this lecture, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that God goes to work to free us. How does he free us? Right? He breaks their power to rule by destroying their economics. This is a part of the separation. A lot of you don't get this. A lot of you don't understand this. This is what I've been telling you, you brothers and sisters, for years, that these events must take place in order for the separation to take place. Some of you didn't understand Scripture, so you got frustrated with God. You got frustrated with your position, and you thought it was on you to do what God has to do. Things must go in an orderly fashion with God. See, you can't see down the wheel of time as he does. You understand? So sometimes when we get frustrated, and sometimes when we get exasperated, sometimes we think that it is us that we have to do this. Well, I'm God, and there's no spook God, and there's no mystery God. That is true. But there's also a supreme God over you. And he must do what he said he's going to do, or else he's a liar. And if he is a liar, he is not fit to be called a supreme being. My mom always told me these things, and she said, God can do everything but two things, lie and fail. He can't lie to you, and he won't fail you. So, with those being the basis of understanding God, we have to look at what was promised to us, a separation. But you cannot be separated from this beast if he's all over the world. You cannot be separated from this beast if he can allure you or attract you with his wealth, his riches, and his technology. If he can attract you through his corrupt and crooked politics, if he can attract you through his movies and his books and all of his scribes and media, you can't be separated from him, right? Some of you have a very basic understanding of the teachings. And this is why it was so hard for you to digest what I was saying 11 years ago. But now you didn't see these things coming. And now I see everybody jumping on the bandwagon and said, God is destroying their dollar. God is doing it. God. This show revolutionized that. You understand? We are in the midst of separation, regardless to whether you acknowledge it or whether you want to see this. As I said before, in the Theology of Time, he said he goes to work on them. He breaks their power of trade, their economics. Why? Why is this so important for the separation? Because if this white man has the economics, he can force his will around the planet because he has the military fortitude and resources to kill you, to move on you, to maintain his empire. If the empire is stretched in, overworked, and bankrupt, how in the hell can it maintain its grip around the world? And if it cannot maintain its grip around the world, then how the hell can it maintain its position in its own borders? Huh? So this is why civil strife and insurrection is building up within our own borders. And all around the globe, you see people challenging the great global superpower. This is part of the separation. The global meltdown is now revealing the sum of all their fears. The dollar is collapsing. It's under tremendous strain and stress. The U.S. economy, they just closed it down to try to prevent an economic collapse. Did you ever, be honest, brothers and sisters, outside of those who have been listening to the show, be honest. You never thought that this position, this day would happen for this beast that has been in the position of authority and power and influence for the last 100 plus years. You never thought this. You never thought this. Because he had projected an image to you that you had believed in, whether you wanted to accept it or reject. You believed in it. Because some of you say, we, when referring to America, we and us. Right? When you're at the bottom rung of everything. So God moves on this beast. Right? How do you get him? See, if a person is greedy, or if a person is a thief, a person is a liar, or a person is a con artist, all you have to do is put them in a position or in an area that will bring out that which is in them, right? If a person is a thief and they see that you leave your money in your house all the time, I don't care if they're friend, family, or folk, and you put your money down there just to see if they're a thief, and you walk out and you leave, the nature of them will come out and they will steal, whether you want to accept this or not. A liar, a person that tells lies all the time, right? When you talk to them, regardless if they're shooting straight with you for a minute, the lie comes up out of them as if a spider shoots out a web. It's that easy. It's that easy for them because it's become second nature to them. This is the same as with America. She had fooled you, and you believed that she would be here. You believe. I even heard some of these so-called learned ministers, listen to me good, saying that God would prove himself weak if he destroyed America. I heard that out of the mouth of a minister. I'm talking about a Nation of Islam minister now. And I heard him even go so far as to say, I've been all around the world, and nothing compares to coming back home to America. I love flushing toilets. I love flashy suits. I've heard that. But now, we're looking at the end of this era because the people are being exposed. The American military is being exposed. The American political system is being exposed. The health The healthcare system is being exposed. All of these things that the world wants trumpeted and heralded America as being the beacon of light and hope for and of is now being exposed, and she is being exposed and set out before the entire world to show that she's lacking in everything. As I often say, it's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Where's our Savior has arrived? Now listen, I'm going to play a few clips in just a second, but I want to get to something again. This, what is going on, and bear with me for those of you who are just joining. My voice is struggling, but I'm here. Right? I'm a little under the weather, but I'm here. I haven't slept but about an hour in the last 2.5 days, but I'm here. I'm here. The devil is trying to prevent the show, but I'm here. And every time you go to the Hiram 1555 blog, every single day you get content. Every single day. No excuses. Just results. Because this is a very, very serious time. Now, see how we go back to that time? I want to go to something real quick and tie this in. And then I'm going to, as I often do, by the grace of Almighty God, Allah through his messenger, I'm going to connect the dots. Okay? But I want you all to bear with me, okay? Because as we talk about the global meltdown, which is now revealing the sum of all the fears of this white world, we've got to understand time. We've got to understand that this is the judgment. And the judgment runs parallel and in conjunction with the separation. They're one and the same, pretty much. But listen, let's go to Our Savior Has Arrived, okay? As the show was coming on, I was looking for something. I picked my Our Savior Has Arrived up. And, of course, it opened up chapter 1, The Black Man Must Know the Truth, right? And so I glanced down, and I saw something that I want to share with you. I've shared with you on the show before. But this is for you to understand why these things are going on. So bear with you, brother, okay? Don't hate me for this. Just bear with me. The chapter is titled, The Black Man Must Know the Truth. And something very, very, I wouldn't say unsettling, but something that it was settling for me. Because I looked at it and I saw meaning into it. The Black Man Must Know the Truth was put as the first chapter in the last book by the last messenger on the last Savior's Day he attended. Right? So it is something very important if he put it as the first chapter in the last book by the last messenger and gave away free at the last Savior's Day he attended. Okay? So in this chapter, I'm not going to read the whole chapter. But I want to take you to something. Number one, to know the truth of the presence of the God of truth, and that his presence, listen to me, not just to know that the God of truth is here, but what his presence means, he says, to know the truth of the presence of the truth of God, of the God of truth, and that his presence is the salvation of the lost and found people of America, is to know your life and his happiness. What is that talking about? To understand that God is real and God is on the scene, and to understand that God cannot lie nor fail. And if you look into his promises, right, that he made, particularly about the removal of this beast and the redemption of his chosen people, if you look into that, that in itself is for you to know life and its happiness, because you get an understanding that this beast is not as powerful as he projects himself to be. The beast is not as confident as he projects himself to be. He's not as wealthy as he projects himself to be. It's all smoke and mirrors, technology. And the God that was predicted to come and has now come and is working on site is exposing this for the entire world to see. Because prior to his arrival, we did not know these things, or we did not understand these things. This is very important for you to understand, okay? Now listen to what he says in number two. Truth is in favor of you and me. So when you gravitate towards the falsehood, what is the falsehood? His politics, right? His ways of economics. His culture, his military, it is not in your favor. But when you start to understand and accept the promise of God as given and predicted by his prophets and messengers, according to scripture, theology, and time, it becomes your life, and it presents you with an unknown happiness, right? It says, the truth is in favor of you and me. For the truth of our enemies whom we have been serving here in the USA for over 400 years, listen, whom we did not know to be our enemies by nature, is the truth that the black man, listen to me good, must have knowledge of to be able to keep from falling into the deceiving traps that are being laid by our enemies to catch us in their way, which is opposed to the way of righteousness, of whom we are members of. So, I'm sorry about the breakup. My voice is really cracking. But what is he saying? Once we understand God's presence and we start to connect the dots about, okay, the promise of this and this and this was given. Now, how is this promise going to be fulfilled? And then we look at the events that are taking place and we understand that these are events that lead up to, remember, that the judgment is the ending of prophecy. Remember that. There is a culmination, and we have reached the zenith of prophecy. Okay? I want you to understand this. And to know that God gave a promise that Adam would rule for 6 days or work for 6 days, but on that seventh day he would be made to rest from all of his works. God, I mean, I'm going to kill you. and to understand that, and to understand that it is the Adamic people who have stolen your birthright. It is the Adamic people who have enslaved you mentally, spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, economically, and politically. They put shackles all over you, right? To understand that, and then to look out into the world and see the events that are taking place, that knowledge helps you to navigate through all of the pitfalls of the tricks, or we'll rebound. The economy will get back. Vote, that'll change things. How the hell can your vote change an inherently corrupt and racist system? Huh? It is racist and corrupt to the very core. So how the hell can your vote change it? Again, I present to you the Bible. As God had warned Moses and told him, tell your people, do not integrate. Do not assimilate into their system. Because I'm wrong with Pharaoh and his people. And Moses' people and the elders, over time, they wanted to do things their way. And then the people were tricked by the scribes, the media. And some of them wanted to assimilate to some of the gods of Pharaoh. They wanted to assimilate to the culture of Pharaoh, the politics of Pharaoh. But God said that assimilation brings about integration, and integration brings about assimilation. And if they integrate with Pharaoh's people, I'm going to kill them too. That's the Bible. If you think I'm lying, you go read it. If it's not there, I'll eat the Bible without salt and pepper right on air. Okay? This is true. So we're looking at God manifesting his presence. And he does that in the judgment. He does that in the separation. Are you understanding? So we're witnessing a global meltdown. This is not just an economic meltdown of America. This is a global meltdown. Why? Because we're looking at a global and a universal change that is underway. You understand what I'm saying? If you don't believe that a universal change is underway, let's just look at some basic facts. We'll go through a few clips in a second, okay? But I want to explain something. I told you I have to connect dots, and it takes time, all right? The white man is preparing his military for armed conflict all over the globe, right? Is he not investing more in submarines and warships and drones underwater? Is he not? What about the land component of this military arsenal? Is he not building up his land component, right? And what about him building up his military supremacy in the air? What does he say? He must have and maintain air superiority at all costs, right? Is that not his doctrine? What about up in space? They just officially, this has been going on for decades, but they just officially and publicly announced a space command. What, the media is going to attack Earth? Huh? The particles in space going to attack Earth? So why are they building up their components and under the water, on land, in there, and above the Earth? Because they understand that a universal change is underway, and they are trying to fight to maintain what they have built. So this has become, as acknowledged by the scientists of war, the war of Armageddon, the age of the armed men of this white man is over. Listen to me good. It's over. They can arm themselves to the teeth. But the God is in control now, brothers and sisters. If you can't see this, I mean, it's clear. If you can't see this, you don't want to see this. Right? Let's go to something. How the hell can he maintain his military prowess when he can't even afford to buy anything? His money is going down. That was an article. I'm paraphrasing, okay? I just want you to understand something. I'm drinking some cold water, too, so you got to excuse me. But there was a writing about America and how they said the only they did all kind of scenarios, right? And they said the only way that they believe they can prevent China from its rise and prevent China from being the dominant economic and military power is to institute draconian laws, right, that mimic China's laws and close down the economy, right? But they need a major or catastrophic event similar to 9/11, but down another line. Well, what happened? You have coronavirus, is that not right? And now they have deployed, and some of you, let me stop for a minute, because some of you, you just don't use the noggin. You just don't use the gray matter up there. So Trump says, we have deployed 50,000 U.S. troops to fight coronavirus. What the hell are they going to do with coronavirus? Shoot it with a bullet? Bomb it with an F-16? Pull their naval warships up on coronavirus? This is something more than that, brothers and sisters. Common sense tells you that if it is a virus or a medical emergency, you don't deploy military, you deploy your armed forces of what? The medical field. Right? That's common sense. But sense ain't so common in today's environment. And you buy this stuff and you regurgitate this stuff. I know it's a lot of people that regurgitate articles because they want to be the first to report this stuff. And it's articles that I see brothers and sisters on Facebook put up, and they just take it hook, line, and sinker. Hook, line, and sinker. Boom, put it out there. That's what the white man does. So I'm very particular in the articles that I post, okay? I'm very particular because I understand that the devil will feed you a lot of garbage, especially if it's to demonize his opponent. No wonder, did you see how they demonized China and black people took issue with it? They didn't take issue with the police killing you now. They didn't take issue with the mistreatment of black people in the armed forces. They didn't take issue with the racism that is prevailing across the skies of America constantly. They took issue in China when the Chinese supposedly showed racism towards black people over there. They took issue with that. I'm boycotting. I haven't eaten Chinese food since. I'm doing this. Fools, just fools. They just take this stuff. And our black people, we put it out there. Because the Daily Mail or the London Telegraph or the Washington Post puts it out there. Do you understand? Stop sometimes and think. If Trump is harping on China and the news is harping on China, right? Surely they're going to take something and blow it up, and they're going to put it into the face of the so-called Negroes because it is you who benefits from China's rise. It is you. Because, look, God is using China against America for you. God is using Russia against America for you. But you're such a fool, and you don't understand this. Oh, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to... Why the hell aren't you doing it here in America when they mistreating you and killing your children? Huh? Boycott this cracker. But that's too much like right? Anyway, I'm a passionate brother, and it makes me sick sometimes when our black people, especially the so-called learned ones or the followers of the messenger, put this stuff out there without a second or a third thought. It's amazing. I'm like, do they have elementary thinking or something? So I cannot believe this. That this still goes on right here and right now. But all this is a part of the try to stop China's rise. All of that propaganda, that innuendo, all of that is a part of that. But you cannot stop what God has ordained. You can't do it. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that God would raise China up to chase down this white man. He would raise up that yellow man of Asia to chase down this white man of America in everything that he once dominated in. And what is China doing? Huh? And if God proclaimed that through his messenger, then there must be a great benefit for you. Huh? Do you think about that? I'm just talking. I'm just asking. Right? But anyway, so, and looking at all these things, and ask, collapse of the American economy. Do you not know if the American economy does not suffer the way that it is suffering? The dollar does not collapse. If the dollar does not collapse, there is no separation. Because the black man and woman love this man. They love him. Why do they love this devil? Because he gives them nothing. When, you know, we like a scorned wife or a scorned husband, no matter how much that person, your spouse, beats you or mistreats you or dehumanizes you or victimizes you, you still believe that one day they'll change. That is that Stockholm syndrome. That's you. So God has to remove all of the levels of attraction, all of the levels of influence, all of the levels of power from this man. And he does it by degrees from which you cannot perceive. You never thought 50 years ago that China would be in this position. Hell, if they thought this, Richard Nixon wouldn't have went over there and made a deal. He wouldn't have sent the war criminal. What's his name? The guy that follows me on Twitter. Well, used to follow me before they banned me off Twitter. Kissinger. He wouldn't have went over there and made this deal with China if he had believed this. Right? And now, the ramifications of the policies of 50 years ago are right in our face. And it is starting to metastasize in the ending of that 60 to not exceed 70 year grace period. That's not a coincidence. And that is not something that you should take lightly. Because all of this is being done to remove his stranglehold and his grip and his boot from on you. All right, let's go further. So, let's go here. All right, let me read a little bit more, then I'll play the clip. I know the time is winding down. It seems like every time we get on the air, we talk for 2 minutes and 30 pass by, right? And then when we get off, we plan a show for the next, then Blog Talk Radio tell me I can't do nothing. No, they put me off the air for a couple of days. They get hot. I'm expecting them to ban me for another couple of days, but it's all good. Listen, number three, the arch deceiver. We are warned throughout the Bible and Holy Quran to shun this deceiver if we are members of the black nation, the righteous. There is nothing that is left of the truth of these people that God has not made manifest, and I am teaching you daily of this people. So, we know that he's the devil. We know that he gravitates towards doing evil, towards lying, towards cheating, towards war, towards stealing. That is his nature. That is the very essence of him. It is in his genetic code, the makeup of him, right? And no shocking of the brain or shocking of the arms or shocking of the heart is going to stop that. Because Elijah Muhammad had told us, he said, the scientists of God, the God scientists, had all conferred and agreed that he must be removed from the planet Earth. I don't care about no ministers. I don't care about no assistant ministers. I don't care about national ministers, regional ministers. I don't care about presidential ministers. If the God scientists have conferred that these people are 100% disagreeable to live with and must be removed from the planet Earth, then there you have it. There you have it. And look at what he says right here. And that's why we see a flare-up in tensions between black and black. Because some want to hold on because they are the beneficiaries of being the top of echelon of the black people, because they get perks and privileges that you don't get for masking their love for this white man, right? That white man is the devil. And then next thing you know, he's having coffee and tea and loving with him, right? And I'm telling you, these people are minions of the devil, okay? Well, let's go further. He says, there are some black Americans who will, after knowledge, sympathize with the arch deceiver for sake of advantage. They will sympathize. So they will when they get mad at the devil, he is the devil and he cannot be reasoned with. Then the devil give him $100 or $1,000 or give him a position or give him some good press. We all gotta get along. Not all of them. We No, not all white people are 100% bad. We know that. But we're talking about what's pervasive in society. Right? So don't use these tricks to try to deceive your or disguise your love for them. Especially in a time where we're witnessing not an impending anymore, but an ongoing global meltdown, which is bringing the entire economic and political architecture of the world to its knees. You cannot deny this. So, let's go to something else. Now, let's play this clip here. And I got to connect something. Something just came to me. Brothers and sisters, listen. The weight of this economic collapse is so great on America. Because remember, God goes after America first. She is number one on his hit list for destruction. So what he does, he puts those nuclear devices at the base of her power, right? And then he unchains her from limitations that she once had. That's what happened in the economic situation where America was chained to the gold standard. And God allowed her to think that she was smarter than him. She was inebriated off the thought that I can and I am. And there is none other. The same way as Nebuchadnezzar was. So God allowed them to be like that and unhinged themselves from the limitations of gold, because if they had the gold or silver standard, they could not print money ad nauseum. And there was because there is a finite amount of gold, there must be a finite amount of currency based on the gold, right? But so they got greedy and they unhinged themselves to the gold and silver standard, and you are seeing the ramifications of that right here, right now. You understand? And let's go to something. Pay close attention to this. I think this is like 10, 12 minutes. This is a Gregory Mannarino. So I might not play the whole 12 minutes or 13 minutes, but just pay attention to him. And then when you listen to him, know that the devil is fearful of what is coming. They still have some hope that maybe patriots could turn this thing around. But in reality, they're telling you, there's no way out. The collapse is assured. I want you to pay close attention to the corruption, the inherent deception in the system that some of you want to be a part of. All right?
All right, my lovely friends. This is my post-market wrap-up on this incredible day. This really was an incredible day. I have a lot of stuff to talk about with you. April 29th, 2020, status post the Federal Reserve. And pretty much exactly what we all believed would happen did. I explained to you that the Federal Reserve would more than likely not be cutting rates today, but would in fact blow sunshine straight up the crack of this market. And that's exactly what they did do. The Federal Reserve right now.
I stopped there for a minute. He said that the Federal Reserve blows sunshine right up the crack of the market. He's talking about up your behind. That's what he's talking about. They're lying to you. They're deceiving you with the moves and the measurements they're meeting out to the people. He's showing you, he's telling you that they're lying and they're deceiving. And it's inherently corrupt. But see, you got to hear it from these people because you don't, that nigga don't know. I know just as much as that nigga. That's how we look at each other, because we still have that slave mentality. Okay? Well, I got the same books, yes. We could have been in the same class. That don't mean that we have the same understanding. That's why you have A students, B students, C students, D students, and F students. Right? And F students didn't get there. Some of them may be older. But they weren't there when I got, before me. I mean, they were there before I got there, and some of them are still there now. And they want to do nothing but argue. But what I'm trying to show you is that this, everything that you see going on, is what Elijah Muhammad told you. Nobody was teaching you these things. Nobody. You have to be honest about this. Nobody was showing you the connection with the politics and the geopolitics and the science and the theology and the history and all of these rumblings of the economics prior to the Star and Crescent Report in the Hines 1555 blog. Got to be honest about that. So what I'm trying to do is show you that Elijah Muhammad said these things, okay? But listen to this man again. He is admitting that there's corruption all over the system.
All right, my lovely friends. This is my post-market wrap-up on this incredible day. This really was an incredible day. I have a lot of stuff to talk about with you. April 29th, 2020, status post the Federal Reserve, and pretty much exactly what we all believed would happen did. I explained to you that the Federal Reserve would more than likely not be cutting rates today, but would in fact blow sunshine straight up the crack of this market, and that's exactly what they did do. The Federal Reserve right now is being allowed to fulfill its many, many decade destiny. That is to become the lender, buyer, and owner of everything. That's why the Federal Reserve was created, to basically rule the world. Those entities that run central banks around the world are very, very patient. They realized this would take a very long time to make happen, but it's here, right here, and right now. So let's shed a little light on what happened today with regard to the Federal Reserve. Fed Chair Jay Powell, you know his nickname, explained the Federal Reserve will keep rates near zero basically indefinitely. There is no chance, this is really what he said, of any kind of a rate hike anytime soon. Now, he also went on to say the Federal Reserve is involved, quote, in large-scale asset purchases. Okay, no secret. We all know this is going on. Also, large-scale repo scams. You know about the repo scams. I have been covering this for a very, very long time. He also explained that if needed, the Federal Reserve would do more and buy more. Now, I don't know how many of you out here were able to catch, let's just call him who he is, Yellowstein, talking with the reporters. It was done via Skype or something. I didn't know it was going to be done like that. Not one person, not one, asked the Fed chair a simple question. Fed Chair Powell, can you please elaborate on the Federal Reserve buying foreign debt? Not one question. Fed Chair Powell, can you please explain to us how the Federal Reserve is funneling tens of billions, if not trillions, you know, we're not allowed to know how much this is, to central banks around the world? I've explained to you the Federal Reserve has two balance sheets, the one we're allowed to see, and then another one, which is the dark money balance sheet. It's literally called the dark money balance sheet. You're not allowed to see it. This would include purchases of foreign assets. This would include capital being funneled to central banks around the world. And who knows what else? Again, this is a dark money balance sheet. It's invisible. You're not allowed to see it. I'm not allowed to see it. I'll tell you something else. You know who's not allowed to see it? The President of the United States is not allowed to see it. This is a big secret. They've had this since their inception, but it's real. two balance sheets like I've explained to you. Now, again, it's unbelievable to witness what we are witnessing here. And again, a complete economic deep freeze. We're not even in a free fall. We have no economy. And the stock market today, off to the races. Dow Jones Industrial Average over 500 points higher. The NASDAQ was the big winner here of the three indices. Crude oil put on 25%. Bitcoin's almost $9,000. Gold put on a gain. Silver put on a gain. The 10-year yield's hovering about 0.61. I want to cover a few of the headlines with you, so just bear with me on this. We're going to do a little blow-by-blow. I think you're going to appreciate this. All right, so we found out today, again, I covered this earlier, U.S. GDP sinks 4.8%, the biggest drop since 2008. Market love that. This is actually kind of funny. We'll always add a little humor into these. So Steve Mnuchin is saying that deceased people cannot use stimulus checks and these should be returned. Yeah, again, that's true, but you got to add a little comedy in this. Wouldn't you agree? I explained to you cryptocurrencies off to the races here. Here's this one too. This is a new economic report that came out today. Pending home sales had its largest drop in almost a decade. Again, more bad economic news. Stocks go up. Why? The Fed is buying it all and will buy more, according to our friend Yellowstein. Now, I wrote this earlier today, and I'm going to read this for you. In my opinion, the Fed has not even yet begun to pump cash into these markets, not even close. As I've been saying for a long time, this means stocks will continue to rise along with the Fed's balance sheet, which is going to balloon in this, what did I write here, zero economy free fall environment. The Fed's balance sheet is going to go up probably hundreds of percent here. This is their end game. This is what they wanted to do. This is what they will do. There's no risk here of hyperinflation because there's no money velocity. There's no cash moving through our economy. So this is the way it's going to play out. The Federal Reserve is using this environment to literally issue in their final solution, to be the lender, buyer, and owner of it all. It's a crazy thing. Now, how about this for crazy? Boeing reported a massive historic loss today, and its stock put on like 12%. And they're going to cut 10% of their workforce. They're cutting back on jet production and the All right, everybody, it's me, Gregory Manorino. This is my...
Brothers and sisters, they're playing with the dashboard. I want to apologize right now. They're playing with the dashboard. We'll go back to something in just a second. But since they want to cut it off, hey, we can still rock with that. We can still do some things. Listen, if you don't see the inherent corruption of this system, then you just lost. Even the so-called pundits and prognosticators and the investors are saying as much. They're telling you that everything is unreal in this system. Everything. So if everything is unreal, right, then it's a facade. It's fake, right? And if they're trying to put this over on the people, as Manorino and as Stephen Ledman and as, just a host of them are saying to you, then what is that? That is tricknology. They have a science of tricking you and lying. This is what they're talking about, right? But, again, we're not supposed to understand these things. See, we're in the midst of the judgment. I continue to tell you, this is the separation. This is the separation right here. God is forcing a separation. See, when these people start beating you with the billy clubs, more and more, killing you outright on the camera, depriving you of the little resources that they have, calling you nigger, right? Beating your children, locking your children up more, sending them off to war, they coming back in body bags for America to try to maintain an empire. The more this happens, and the more the resources become scarce, and the more the racial tensions build, this is going to force you to wake up to the separation. This is the judgment. I'm telling you, let's go something. I say, Brother Ryan, do not look for the judgment to come. You are in the judgment now. The day of judgment means the years of judgment. The day referred to does not mean a 24-hour day. The Holy Quran refers to the judgment as the days of Allah. The expression years is used to refer to days, and days refer to years. But those days are expired now. And America is number one on Allah's hit list of countries for him to deal with. America is first because of her evil done and the evil which she continued to do to her black one slave. Right? We must remember that the scriptures prophesy that in one day, death and mourning came to her, talking about America. That day is not far distant. The people are so confused here in America that there is no agreement nor trust in each other. You tell me that's a lie. You look around and you tell me if that's a lie. Huh? I mean, be honest. You look around and you tell me what the agreement. There is even no agreement in the hands of the government. And if the head is not sound, then the entire body is sick. Right? So when you look at the Congress and you look at the Supreme Court and you look at the presidential administration, you see strife and debate and disagreement and struggle within all of that. And if there's no stability in the head of the government, the body of America suffers sickness to the core. Right? And we see that in her economic policy. We see that in her political actions. We see that in her geopolitical rambling. Global meltdown reveals the sum of all fears. This is real. So, as we talk, I want to play another clip because I know time goes by so quick. And I'm looking at it. I said, man, this show is an hour and a half. We had 37 minutes. Good Lord. But let's go. I'm going to try to hit a real quick clip for you. Okay? And then we'll be back on the other side. Now, this will be the first time I heard this clip also, okay? So, and then we'll break it down on the other side of the clip. So, bear with me.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Rick Sanchez. This is an amazing story. Wait till you hear this. So, what if I told you that millionaires in the United States are going to be receiving a boost of somewhere up to $1.6 million as a result of the CARES Act to stimulate the economy? And what if I told you that that would be about 1,400 times the amount that most American workers like yourself are going to get in relief aid? Well, it's true. So how did they sneak that in there? Here's how. The CARES Act passed 2 weeks ago got rid of tax provisions that prevented tax breaks for Americans who earn more than $1 million a year. So, yes, this new complex explanation apparently allows 43,000 millionaires and multimillionaires in the United States a tax saving of $70 billion from Uncle Sam. Is this how we're going to be able to climb out of the recession, or is this just another damn bailout for those who need it least? Joining us now is economic trend forecaster and publisher of the Trends Journal, Gerald Celente, a man I've gotten to know on the Googles, as they say, watching some of his explanations and predictions for what's going on. And I can say that much of what he said has come through. So, Gerald, thanks so much for being with us. How about it? Let me just ask you that question. This thing I just explained, necessary evil to get us out of a bad economy, or just another damn bailout for the rich?
It's another bailout for the rich. It's socialism for the rich and capitalism for the rest of us. You know, Rick, I just want to comment on what you were just talking about with the war. When all else fails, they take you to war, and history is repeating itself. You had a currency war. You know those Chinese, they keep lowering their currencies so they could export more. And then you have the trade war. You know those Chinese. And then now we're going into the greatest depression. And now let's look back at history. 1930s. Currency war, trade war, Great Depression, World War II. History's repeating itself. Currency war, trade war, greatest depression, World War III. When all else fails, they take you to war. And that's what we see coming. And you can see how easily the people march to Mussolini, Heil Hitler, bow to Conti, listen to Sanchez, listen to any politician, whether it's Merkel, anywhere else in the world, telling them what to do, and they obediently follow orders. So the whole thing is being set up as we're declining very rapidly.
You said depression, not recession. Why?
Oh, look what's going on. This is unprecedented in world history. Again, all things are connected. We have a global nomic system, the way we forecast trends. Just as these leaders take you to war with no exit strategy, and let me get rid of that word leaders, politicians, politics, many ticks. Just as they take you to war without an exit strategy, they took us to the COVID war without an exit strategy. They don't have a clue. You have a, what do you have, 4 billion people closed down, locked down, economy stopped. Let's go back to before this happened. Hey, how about taking a look at the GDP level of Europe in 2019 in the last quarter? Oh, it was growing at the grand total of 0.1%. This is unprecedented. The bankruptcies, the people losing everything that they have, can't pay taxes, can't pay rent. Oh, this is, it's, look, you already saw before this happened. Hey, how about those riots in Hong Kong? What about France? Hey, I forgot about Lebanon. What about Algeria? Hey, how about down there in Chile? Do you remember what was going on in the beginning of all of last year and into this year? The people were protesting about lack of basic living standards. So now they close down the global economy. This is worse than anything that we could ever imagine economically that's going to happen.
Gerald Celente, I've been wanting to have you on as a guest, and now I am so glad that I did. Look forward to talking to you once again. Thank you, sir, for joining us today.
This is worse than anything that they have done in history. He said something very, 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 very hardcore to the point. He says that we're declining rapidly. That's what he said. Now, any other person, that would have went over their head. He says that he's talking about America, and he's talking about the Western world, because after he said it, he talked about Europe. So he says, we're declining very, very rapidly, and he says, just take a look at Europe, and he started talking about the GDP growth and being facetious about it, right? So let's go to the dictionary. The word declining means it's an adjective. Becoming smaller, fewer, or less, decreasing, diminishing in strength or quality, deteriorating, right? That's what the word declining means. Now, rapidly. The word rapidly is an adverb. It means very quickly, at a great rate. So it says quickly, fast, swiftly, speedily. So we're looking at the fall of America, the economic collapse of America, and a global meltdown that is happening at lightning speed, right? Their power and their influence and their way of life is declining rapidly. That's beautiful, isn't it, to hear that? See, when brothers like myself and the other brothers who call in often, when we hear these things, we laugh, we smile. It makes our heart happy. We know we're going to catch a little hell here. But hell, we've been catching hell our whole lives in America. So a little more hell ain't going to mean much for us to be free as the outcome. So when we hear these things, it warms our heart. Because we know that no more shall they have a free ride. No more shall they dominate the global system or the global presence, have a global presence around the world. No more. All of that stuff is contracting. All of that stuff is declining. And it's not declining at a small pace. It is at a rapid scale of decline. You understand? Matter of fact, let's go to something real quick. Here is an article here. Bear with me. This is from the 27th. I'm going to read parts of two different articles if I get a chance to, okay? Y'all bear with me, okay? This article is called, Are You Ready for the Great Depression of the 2020s? And this is by Michael Snyder, a conservative. And I'm going to read part of it. For those of you that were expecting just a deep recession, I'm afraid that you are going to be very disappointed. Stop right there. You heard what Gerald Celente said, right? You're hearing what he said. I've been telling you these things for 11 years on air. For 11 years, and I caught flack from the Muslims. And I caught flack from other people. But you all accept it from them. Man, this is, I'm telling you, y'all some fickle people. You got to be chastised into the truth. You got to, because you're too fickle. But listen, he says, for those of you that were expecting just a deep recession, I'm afraid that you are going to be very disappointed. Do y'all remember one of the last shows we did before anybody talked about the difference between a depression and a recession? Do you remember, I think it was about two live shows ago, maybe three live shows ago, I broke down the difference in recession and depression. And the wording and how people try to use recession to cover up what is actually taking place as a depression. And I even gave you the time for when they happen and how it's ongoing up to this very moment. I did that. And now you hear Gerald Celente, and now you're hearing Michael Snyder talk about this. But I told you these things. The proof is in the pudding. He says, it took years for the U.S. economy to fully unravel in the 1930s. But now we have witnessed a similar level of economic devastation in just a matter of weeks. Whoa, that's heavy right there. He does a comparative analysis to a very, very peculiar time, the 1930s. And what is so peculiar about the 1930s? It is the time that Almighty God Allah came and he pronounced the fall of America. The year that Master Farad Muhammad shows up, they discover Pluto. Right? Master Farad Muhammad tells Elijah Muhammad that my presence brings in the fall of America and the end of the white world. Isn't that right? Now let's fast forward it to today. And remember, that took place in what they call the Great Depression and the so-called World War. What did Mr. Gerald Celente say? We have, what? Currency wars. Trade wars. The Great Depression. And then World War, right? And he does, and Mr. Snyder likens this day to the 1930s. Why is that so peculiar? Because like the 1930s, when Allah steps on the scene, we are now at the end of the 60 to not exceed 70 year grace period where Allah now has reigned and he is now bringing about a total implosion and collapse of the economic, political, and geopolitical system that was dominated by the people of Yaqub or the Adamic race. It's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Let's go a little bit further. See, we can prove Elijah Muhammad all day long. But let's go further. More than, I got to read that sentence over again right there because that's so heavy. That sentence is so heavy. It took years for the U.S. economy to fully unravel in the 1930s. But now we have witnessed a similar level of economic devastation in just a matter of weeks. So what took years in the 30s on the God's arrival only takes a matter of weeks on the God's great manifestation of his presence. Oh, that's heavy, ain't it? More than 26 million Americans have already lost their jobs. Economic activity has come to a standstill. People are lining up for miles at food banks all over the nation, and businesses are being permanently shuttered at a staggering pace. But the good news is that some states will attempt to reopen their economies in the weeks ahead. In most instances, there will be several stages before all of the restrictions are finally lifted. And that means that economic suffering will be stretched out for an extended period of time. And of course, if cases and deaths start spiking again, we could see another wave of strict lockdowns all over the country. And needless to say, that would greatly escalate this economic downturn. So, let's go to the dictionary for a minute, okay? Because I like to teach wording, because it is very important that you know the placement of words. It is very important that you understand definition of words, because when people talk to you, sometimes a person can say something, if you don't understand the meaning, you'll just, and you'll just go with the flow. And sometimes if you understand the meaning, it gives you an advantage in dealing with people, okay? So, Mr. Snyder says, it took years for the U.S. economy to fully unravel in the 1930s. But now we have witnessed a similar level of economic devastation in just a matter of weeks, okay? The word devastation means, according to the dictionary, and devastation is a noun, it means great destruction or damage, right? Destruction, ruin, desolation, depredation, waste, havoc, severe and overwhelming shock or grief. Stop right there. I need to go to some. That definition just gave me something. Okay? Now listen to what he says. This definition, I want you to hear this now. Brother Rashid, hold on. I'm gonna bring you in, okay? Just look. God just showed me something in this definition. Let me go to it real quick. So, this definition, devastation, it says what? Great destruction or damage. Destruction, ruin, desolation. What Elijah Muhammad says, desolation. If we are going to suffer deprivation in a country that has been the pride of the nations, this will make it altogether worse, for everybody will be thinking about the way that they used to live and the freedom and the privileges that they used to have. And this will make anger rise up in the midst. What I am trying to show you is that the prophet Daniel cannot be wrong, because this desolation or devastation that is determined to be poured on the most desolate or devastated is aimed at the place in which we now live. And just remember that you cannot expect paradise here when such condition of desolation is headed toward America. Right there. In that definition right there, you can go to the Mother Plane, the book The Mother Plane, or you can go to that article that was published in, what, 73? Article number 3, August 3rd, 1973, the end of the war. Right? It's right there. Right there. The same thing that you just see, if you don't understand wording, you don't get that. But when somebody breaks down the definition of the wording, you understand it better. You understand? I'm sure, of course you do. This is what Mr. Snyder is talking about the economic suffering, the downturn. The people are getting stoked, they're getting angry, and more devastation and more misery is on the way. That's what Elijah Muhammad was just saying. Right? That's what he was saying. So, I know Brother Rashid got his hand up, but I have to finish doing this right here real quick. And I have to read this because this is, I'm going to read the short part because I want you to understand just the level of devastation that we're at right now, okay? So, we're still with Michael Snyder. And this article is called The Economic Numbers That Are Coming Are Going to Be Worse in the Post World War II Era. Now, so stop right there. I want you to listen to this. See how they keep going back to that time frame? This is by no accident that this is a reflection of that. This is no accident. They both have a common denominator. God steps on the scene. You understand this? That is the common denominator. God steps on the scene. First he comes and raises up a messenger. Then he comes and does what the book says he would do, judge these people and bring them to their knees. You still there? Of course you are. You know this is true. You can't fight with this. All right, listen to this. So, we just witnessed the largest quarterly GDP decline since the last financial crisis, and experts are warning that the figure for the second quarter will be far, far worse. He didn't just say far worse. To give it that added oomph, he says, and experts are warning that the figure for the second quarter will be far, far worse. In fact, as you will see below, one expert is telling us to brace ourselves for the worst economic numbers in the post-World War II era on an annualized basis. U.S. GDP fell by 4.7%. Now, this is something. I'm going to read that again, but this is something. Now, I want you to think about this. With all of the book cooking, all of the number twisting, and all of the behind the door wrangling of everything, the GDP still fell at 5%. This lets you know that this thing is unstoppable. So he says, on an annualized basis, the U.S. GDP fell by 4.8% during the first quarter, and that was a bit worse than most economists were projecting. And economists were also surprised that consumer spending was down 7.6% and business investment was down 8.6% during January, February, and March. Under normal circumstances, those would be absolutely horrible numbers. But these are not normal circumstances. Yes, January and February were relatively normal, but the coronavirus shutdowns began in March, and that is why these numbers are so dismal. Stop right there. I told you on my show, and I told you in premium articles, that they would use this, that coronavirus, as a scapegoat. And they would use China and Russia as a scapegoat because they see no way out of the economic destruction that is raining down across the American economic and political landscape. I told you these things. If I'm lying, you can go and prove it. You can go through the articles and see whether or not I told you these things. Told you these things. Because I saw it coming. I saw what Elijah Muhammad had already said. So I knew what to expect. Because I was looking at the Rosetta Stone for truth. I wasn't looking at what you were saying. I wasn't looking at what the Treasury Secretary or Donald Trump was saying. I was looking at that rock, that foundation of truth that had already explained to us what was coming, how to prepare for it, and what to expect. Oh, man, let me go to the phone line real quick. The brother's been holding on, and then I'm going to try to get something in. Another clip in, then I'm going to try to break something else down for you, brothers and sisters. Let me tell you something. You got an awesome God in Master Farad Muhammad. You got an awesome messenger in that last and greatest messenger, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. It is a very, very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. I definitely bear witness to that. Let's go to the phone. My dear brother Rashid, I say unto you, As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, brother. Can you hear me?
I hear you very well. Go ahead, brother.
Brother, you're right, he's awesome. What did the messenger say? In 3.5 years of being with him, he never seen him sleep. Almost 22 hours sometime. Never seen him sleep. Now, these clowns want to run around here talking about, I'm the new Master Farad Muhammad. That Negro is getting 10 and 12 and 19 hours. What a joke. It just shows you how ignorant the black man is. But anyway,
yes.
I'm going to be brief. What I was talking about is, why is this going to be an economic disaster that's going to devastate America? Most of our people in the 30s, a lot of our people, were farmers.
That's right.
You know, I mean, my mother and grandfather, they were in the sticks of Arkansas, you know, on a farm somewhere. So, hard times hit you farming it don't hurt you that bad, but all we ain't got no farmers no more. Most of our people are in the concrete jungle. Then what's gonna happen when you ain't got no job? I mean, no way to buy no food. Because the white man don't give you nothing.
That's right.
What the man you say? I see you hungry and dreadfully hungry. So hungry you don't want to eat up one another.
That's right.
The black man of the generation that passed took it as a lie. Now the people, the black man that's the next generation, which we are, going to catch the whirlwind, brother.
Yep.
It's going to be devastating. Millions of black people with no food. And the white man ain't going to give. With the man, I was talking with another older brother. He said they taught an FYI, you're going to go to the supermarket, and the white supermarket, they're going to have National Guards at the supermarket.
That's right. Saladin said that.
You, that's right. They're going to allow their people to get food until it run out, but you ain't going to get nothing. Salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. For my mom who's listening, Mom, didn't I tell you Saladin said that? You heard Rashid say that. Saladin said, one thing I'm so grateful to Allah for is that he put a brother like Saladin in my life. I had different brothers and sisters come in and out of my life, but that brother, Saladin, he's so gung-ho, Elijah Muhammad. And the brother, the stuff that he had, he was just so willing to share with somebody who was searching for, and seeking. And he would never... lie. He would never embellish anything. He would just tell it straight. Elijah Muhammad. He said, "Brother, let me tell you something. If it ain't Elijah Muhammad, it ain't about nothing." He said, "You can throw everything else in the waste pit. Everything. It's got to be Elijah Muhammad or nothing else." He told me, the brother, he prepared me for this. I'm telling you. So when you brothers hear my passion, you hear my love, you hear the truth. That's a reflection of the brother's passion and love for you and his love for the messenger. And I'm telling you, if y'all would have met the brother, you'd have been the same way. I'm telling you this. Like you say, Muhammad don't make punks. Muhammad makes men. So let me share something with you. Let me lighten up the moment for a minute, then we'll go to a clip. So one day, I'm a teenager, right? And the brother comes to my house to pick me up. I had just got off work. And he had just got out of work, and he was like, "Brother, I'll be around there. Are you coming out to my house?" I was like, "Nah." He said, "I'll tell you what, I'm going to come get you." So he pulls up in the van. My mama can attest to this. He pulls up in the van, and I get up and go with him, and we turn off. We were staying on Hart Drive, and we turn off on this main strip called Fairfield. And we turn, and it's heavy traffic, brothers and sisters. And so the brother keeps looking at me. He's like, "Brother, what's going on with you?" I'm like, "Nothing." And then he said, "Brother, talk to me." And so I was going through something with this girl, you know, this beautiful girl I was in love with. I thought. And that brother threw the car and parked in the middle of traffic and was all in my chest. I mean, he didn't tell me what I wanted to hear. The brother told me what I needed to hear. I'm telling you, and I thank that brother for this. I ain't going to go into the details, but... I'll never forget that day. I was a young man at that time. But I thank Allah for that brother. Brother had true love for me. And the brother, he told me, he said, "Brother, because you love the messenger," he said, "I love you." And that's the way I feel about you all, brothers and sisters. Like the messenger said, you might not love me right now, but the time going to come when you're going to love me more than anything. And the messenger said, you might say, "To hell with Elijah Muhammad." But when this devil collapsed, and all this stuff come down, you're going to be saying to heaven with Elijah Muhammad. Because all of the stuff that he has told us, we can prove it. There's no disputing this stuff. You can dispute it if you're a fool. But I'm breaking this stuff down for you right here. Not only am I letting you hear the white man saying it, and I'm reading it from the book, I'm letting you hear it from his articles. And then we're breaking it down through the definition of the words that they're using. So how are you going to dispute that? Huh? So, again, we're in a global meltdown. Now, let me go back for a minute. Something that I think it was Mr. Cemente, he was talking about the bailouts. I told you guys three shows ago, that they were giving you a bailout, a little small bailout, so that you wouldn't be mad that they were stealing from you, giving billions and even trillions on a daily basis to the same people that ruined the system for them. That's insanity, isn't it? And that's insanity, right? I mean, it's crazy. But this is what these liars and robbers do. You can't expect this. Somebody says, well, we need to do this and we need to vote. You cannot expect a change from something that is inherently corrupt unless you go to the very core of it. A vote is not going to do it. You have to remove that impediment within it. And since it was created and founded on this stuff, the whole foundation must be removed. Is that not right? I mean, just basic understanding. I'm not going to go into depth. This is just a basic understanding of that. Right? So you just, like a doctor, if the doctor finds cancer, the doctor doesn't give you a Band-Aid, does he? Oh, we found cancer in you, and we can treat it. So I would advise you to go to the Dollar Tree and buy you two boxes of Band-Aids and some peroxide and use that, and that should help you. That's insanity, is that not right? But that's the same logic that you're using to try to hold on to this man's system. You're trying to change the system with Band-Aids when the entire system should be uprooted and destroyed. Remember that you're talking about, well, we can change the system from within. And remember that systems don't just come out of nowhere. Systems are a product or a byproduct of a way of thinking. And if you remove the system and you leave the people who thought of the system, they're just going to reboot it and rebuild that which you removed. Therefore, the system and the people from which the thought came from must be removed. You understand? I'm telling you, it's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now, he also, Mr. Talente talked about China. And he was talking about the currency war, the economic war, and all the other war. I keep telling you, this must take place. The messenger said it. Why do you think China has been building up a military? And America is so insane. She's so out of touch with reality because God has fed her her own flesh as if it were sweet wine, as the book teaches you, that she does not even know that her political class and her men and women of war have been inebriated and drunk on the thought of them being the world's only superpower. And this is leading them to their folly. Look at what, I want you to listen to this little clip real quick, and we'll be right back after the break.
Well, this is very interesting news that Israel is now saying that U.S. intelligence warned them in November about a potentially catastrophic pandemic in Wuhan, China. And apparently other U.S. allies were also warned in November. This confirms what ABC News reported earlier this week. And, of course, the Trump administration denied it. And you're not supposed to believe anything until it's been denied maybe twice or three times. So we'll have to wait for a couple more denials before we can be sure that this is true. Assuming it is, and we've got these different sources now telling us that this is true, this is quite mind-blowing because China did not become aware of this problem until December 31st. So if U.S. intelligence knew that there was a potentially catastrophic pandemic developing in Wuhan, China, in November, it means U.S. intelligence knows what's happening in Wuhan, China, better than the Chinese do. And the only reason that that would be the case would be if the U.S. had planted the virus there. Now, that sounds like an outrageous hypothesis, but it's really not. If we understand how geopolitics operates, how covert operations take place, and if we understand the complete lack of normal morality and ethics among people who are in charge of foreign policies, we understand why it is far more probable than not that U.S. intelligence was indeed behind this. Although, given what the Israelis pointing the fingers at the Americans, maybe the Israelis were involved too and want to offload some of the blame. Who knows? Certainly the attack on Iran would implicate the Israelis. In any case, the U.S. desperately needs to stop the rise of China to number one world power status. To do that, it has to slow down Chinese economic growth considerably, which has been double digit for almost 40 years. The only way to do that would be to torpedo the entire global economy and find a way to try to break the global supply chains so that the economy would become less globalized and people, countries, individual countries would be looking elsewhere rather than to China for their goods, to get infrastructure through such projects as Belt and Road and so on. If history continues on the trajectory that it was on before the coronavirus, the Chinese are going to rule the world within a decade or two. There's no question about that. And that is absolutely unacceptable to the American decision makers. They had to find some way to bust up the globalized economy and, in particular, to try to strike at China. This appears to be what they've done. Now they're saying they're going to steal China's investments in U.S. treasuries to the tune of trillions and trillions of dollars as supposed compensation for the virus. So the U.S. Propaganda push among the extreme anti-China crowd here in the United States to blame China, the push to use this as an excuse to destroy China's economic leverage by stealing the Chinese investment in U.S. treasuries, and the attempt to deglobalize the world, all of this points straight at the usual suspects, the same people who did 9/11 in order to launch their war on the Islamic civilization as the beginning of the clash of civilizations, now realize that the civilization that is the most threatening to their continued hegemony in the world is Chinese civilization. This is the first strike of World War III, as the U.S. is preemptively striking China, not so much with the virus itself, but with the massive publicity and the effect that the historical effect that will happen due to this virus, as they can smear China, as they can try to convince other countries to stop trading so much with China, and as they attempt to deglobalize the world economy so that they can freeze the world the way it is, where the U.S. still has the vast preponderance of military power.
So you heard that. I'm going to play that clip on another show, on the next show, because there's something heavy in there that I want to bring out. I want to bring a point, and I know that the time is limited, so I can only bring up one or two points right now. Now, if you just heard what he said, who was the person that told you these things? I told you I had it in a premium article, and I went even more in detail on it, and I told some of you on the show live before anybody uttered a word that it was the U.S. and others, I said Western intelligence, that did that. I knew that when I say America, you got to take Israel in there with that, because they're one and the same. Now, America knew about this in Wuhan before China did. How did they do? Because they were the culprits. Do you understand that this is a war? That America's losing her ground. She's losing her footing. Because Elijah Muhammad had already told her these things. And the Chinese have been prepared for this. And America is trying to steal her gold. I want you to listen to this. America knows she no longer has the gold or the silver. Britain knows they no longer have the gold or the silver. They've been caught with tungsten trading it, pretending that they were settling accounts with gold. When the people drilled into the gold a half an inch into it, it was nothing but pure tungsten, which has the same composition as gold. So they don't have the volumes of gold and silver that they once had. That's why the mint continues to stop the presses when people are foaming at the mouth to buy gold and silver coins. But listen, he said something very, very poignant. He said America is now using her propaganda machine to justify her stealing Chinese investments of the tune of trillions of dollars. You know, the bonds that Chinese owe, America is going to pretend like she don't want to honor them. So, ironically, he says that about America and her moves against China, but it's something that just came out. This is on Sputnik News. And the headline is this: Shanghai Gold Exchange. Shanghai is in China. And remember, I told y'all about the Shanghai Gold Exchange. I said the Shanghai Gold Exchange is in conjunction with the de-dollarization of China. Remember? It says Shanghai Gold Exchange says world needs new kind of currency as an alternative to the dollar. Now, China does not say things like that or make strategic moves unless they are prepared for the consequences behind that. How the hell are they prepared or prepared for this? Remember that all of these people from Bo Pony the guys that I play clips of, all of these guys are talking about China has between 20 and 40,000 tons of gold stored up, but they're only reporting to have 2 and 3,000 tons. Why? Because they have prepared themselves for any eventuality. If America moves,